That and jazz hands. Now, if I see jazz hands ever again, that is the sign of the apocalypse right there. You know, when someone's doing jazz hands, that civilization is crumbling as we see. So keep that in mind. Jazz hands and the civilization goes hand in jazz hands. Here is Henry the Hipster Gibson. I was just talking about this wild man from 1948, and he was really. You got to see how this guy performed, man. He out Jerry Lee Lewis is Jerry Lee Lewis. And he was all hopped up on goofballs or whatever. But, man, the guy knew how to entertain. And this single-handedly sunk his career. He did this song, and all of a sudden, like, nobody really wanted to have much to do with him. But then again, he kept doing all this stuff up until the 70s and 80s. Henry the Hipster Gibson, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat. Until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night. And ooh, how she would dream. Until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't bad. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? Bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibby.
Boy, there you go. Henry the Hipster Gibson with Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. And you can hear actually rebroadcast. I don't know if they're going to be able to rebroadcast this show. I hope they will. WBCQ, The Planet, shortwave radio, actually rebroadcasts a lot of Zombo shows. You can go to WBCQ.com or net and find out all about that jazz. And also there's some specialty shows on RadioCrown.com. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to Zombo live in your brain. Last time I was live in the radio was I did a show, and it was about either television or robots. I think it was robots, and it was March 13th of 2020. And my goodness, how time flies when you're quarantined and hidden and kind of. But it's nice to get out. It is nice to get out. Things are looking good. And the sad thing is, like, I'm an eternal optimist about stuff. So, like, when this thing first hit, it was like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad. But you know what? couple months, it's going to get better. A couple months came out. You know what? You know, but I, you know, a couple months from here. And I kept doing that a couple months. And then I just like, I give, you know. And I tried to. So the neat thing is you try and find things to do, which is neat. I learned how to play the trombone in all of this time in quarantine. I learned how to do mosaicing in all this time. I came out with a couple electronic albums that will probably or I'll never play on the radio. I did like a couple of electronic avant-garde records. The Polka Maniacs came out with a record. Platypus, I came out with a surf record. So this is all in the period of, you know, I taught myself how to do like studio stuff and do home recording with computers and then electronic gizmos. So you keep yourself busy and you use this, because this is another thing. This is kind of cool. During like the big plague, this plague was nothing compared to a lot of the other plagues. This is a bad one. But like the bubonic plague, I think it was during that time, Newton just kind of discovered, he did his whole thing with gravity. He actually took that time to like fiddle around with his brain and numbers and figures and the theory of gravity. So people do stuff rather than mope and sit at home and say, oh, there's no, you got to learn to make your own fun. That is rule number one. That is a life well lived when you learn how to make your own fun. You know, you just you find out the things you like to do, and you don't give a rat's ass about what anybody says. You know, because there are some people probably listening to the show for the first time, going, "I want to listen to this other station because this guy's just yelling at me. And it's making no sense. I want to hear Foreigner because they're playing all this Foreigner now because Ian McDonald died. Yeah, I want to hear some Foreigner. You're not going to hear Foreigner. Oh, did I play? There's one. I forget what I did. There was one time I got in trouble in the studio, and it was a fog hat thing. And Robot Cowboy was in the studio with me. This was years ago. And this is when the studio was, the transmitter settings were all off. It was barely transmitting. And you couldn't even get a decent signal at all, even outside of the studio. And people were calling up and complaining to me. And so what I said, you know, you want some bad radio? Here's bad radio. So we got Fog Hat, Fool for the City, out of the library. And we played it like at super slow speed. And just left. I got spanked over that. But that was some classic Zombo radio. It was just I could stands no more. And that was years ago when I was rambunctious. Now I am very, very well tempered, and I don't do anything that outrageous anymore. So another band I got in. Another thing is I really got into. Was getting a lot of music for you guys. So for the past 2 years, I've been collecting music as always. And like I'm saying, it's always, always filtering, trying to find things to play for you. And a band called the Serotones came out with a couple albums. One of them was a real rocker. And the other one was just kind of more pop. But it still was really good. This female singer and guitar player just kills it. And this is a Head Trip. By Serotones. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain, live in your brain. I'm going to say it again, live in your brain, Zombo-thon. I'm here till 5 o'clock today. Yeah, yeah. So how about that? Some real quality, crazy Pittsburgh stuff. And by the way, I'm going to be playing Experiment in Terror because it is a Pittsburgh theme. And I expect you all to rise for the theme. But for right now, Head Trip, the Serotones, Zombo, where at? Where at in your brain? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulous tune by the Serotones, and that was Head Trip, Zombo in Your Brain. That album just came out about a year or two ago, so that's pretty neat. All right, now it is time for the Pittsburgh National Anthem. Please rise. Brings back such memories. You can sit down now. Experiment Horror by Al Caiola. And once again, this is I got a little bit of a story here. It is like, okay, he's going to tell that story about the first time he played this when he was in Pittsburgh. But, you know, for the it's like that guy that's got 10 stories. You know what he's going to say when okay, he's going to tell the story about, okay, well, here's the story if you don't remember. Because it's probably been a couple. See, when you've been on the radio like 20 some odd years, and they are odd years. And then there was like a dozen years before that. So I've been doing radio for about 30 years. And it does the show, doesn't it? Does it? It's like this old rickety jalopy on the radio. So I moved to Pittsburgh 2001. And I remember I started doing shows with Mantis, who was Scratchy. And then also Eric Van Gore, who had Phantom Motel. So both of these guys trained me when I got on the radio. And let's see here. Oh, yeah, I got some more requests. I will get to that. So I play this song. I play Experiment in Terror because I like the tune. I play the tune. And this was when I had, I think, a Wednesday show. And I play it, and the phone lines light up. You're playing the Chili Billy theme. You're playing the coolest song in Pittsburgh. You're playing. I'm like, what are you talking about, lady? And I get another call. Hey, you're playing the Chili Billy. I had zero idea. I just liked the tune. I did not grow up in Pittsburgh, so I did not know who Chili Billy was or Chiller Theater. You play this anywhere. Somehow, this has got into the DNA of everybody that has any kind of memory of Pittsburgh, or even not. You could probably just play this anywhere. And someone goes, wow. Because their parents probably grew up on that tune or threw up on that tune. And they, it kind of got in their DNA. So a fabulous tune a lot different than the movie version. There's a movie version because it's from the movie Experiment in Terror. And I said it correctly. I'm not so predictable after all, am I? Or am I? Or am I? So anyhow, one thing you know about the show is that I do go all over the board. And I play a lot of different stuff. And one of the things you can always count, I'll play a song by The Fall, and I'll play something by Stereolab. And, well, up next is one of my favorite Stereolab tunes, and it's called Heavy Denim. You're listening to Zombo live in your brain. This is a live, somewhat human being on the other side of your radio talking to you. So you're not alone. You're not alone. You may be still scurried in your corner, afraid to go out into the world, but sooner or later you're gonna have to tiptoe out that door and buy some groceries and get a breath of fresh air. It's probably a beautiful day out today because I'm down here. Because every time I come down here, it's always gorgeous outside. Oh, by the way, next week we'll be back to pre-recorded shows. I'm going on the vacation next week. So next week's show will be pre-recorded. And probably because I'll need to recuperate from my 7-hour stint today. Here's Heavy Denim by Stereolab, Zombo in Your Brain. And I got a bunch more requests to take for you guys. I knew this was going to happen. This is like this the show from the day one. It's always been like playing shows for my friends. Luckily, I only have very few friends. So here we go. Heavy Denim, Zombo in Your Brain. There we go. Stereolab with Heavy Denim. Man, do I dig that tune. A Zombo in Your Brain and live here in the studio, WRCT Pittsburgh. It is quite breathtaking to be back in the studio live with you guys. And it's one more step towards normalcy. We're getting there, inching our way back. Okay? Getting there. So, a lot of things I've been doing during this, another thing during this pandemic is I have been going down the rabbit hole. And I think of something, and then it just keeps digging and digging and digging, and I'm doing this whole, like, practical thesis on something. For example, this band, Les Negras Vetas, the Black Greens, out of the 1980s, they were like, the lead singer sounded like Joe Strummer from The Clash. They kind of had a real Paris kind of cafe, but then was mixed with like, you know, all these other world musics. They were really, they were the kind of band that just was a solid joy. They were street musicians that actually were all friends. They would play on the street, and then they put out a couple records. Lead singer dies a heroin overdose. Darn luck. But the band just, so this thing is, I just wanted to start listening to them for some reason. This is creepy. So I'm listening to them. And I said, let me do a little research on this. And just as of like a couple years ago, a lot of the members reformed. They got back together. And I start watching all of these performances of them. They're going to be back on tour again, only in France. So I will not be able to sing. But I want to play a song. And I go through the trouble of now trying to find translations of when I'm hearing songs. This song is called It's Summer. Summer's Coming, Here's Summer, something like that. But it's really a neat tune. It has like this like unspoken joy and hopefulness to it. So I think everybody could use a shot of that, or a little bit. And here it is. It's called Voyolete. And it is Les Negras Vetas, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Dig this bit of joy. All right. And I love the chord structure.
Toujours l'été,
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 toujours l'été, matin, j'aperçois le soleil. Les nuages filent, le ciel s'éclaircit. Même dans ma tête, tu bourdonnes les abeilles. J'entends rugir le plaisir de la vie. Voilà l'été, j'aperçois le soleil. Les nuages filent, le ciel s'éclaircit. C'est le bonheur rafraîchi d'un cocktail. Les filles sont belles et les vieux sont ravis.
Yes, that was Las Nuevas Negras. And they are still playing out live. They just got back together. So the interesting thing is, okay, that song is It's Summer. And you're thinking, it's such a, French is such a beautiful language, obviously. And so the song is, so if you, I translated some of the lyrics. And this ain't a Zombo thing. It's just, this band was really gritty and fun. But a lot of those lyrics are like, it's summertime. And now the ladies stink under their arms because they don't wear enough antiperspirant. And then the guys are like walking around the streets drinking wine and coffee. And it's beautiful outside. And there's somebody taking a pee in the alley, and they say the city starts to stink. It's really a beautiful song. It's kind of like, it's kind of almost like when you listen to the soundtrack, which I'll probably play a little later, the soundtrack music to Cannibal Holocaust, one of the most beautiful songs ever written. I've actually played that at like weddings, and it's actually, the movie has been banned in like what, 17 countries, and the Cannibal Holocaust. But Riz Artani, the Italian composer, made a beautiful score for that film. That's what I was looking for. The word I was looking for was film. Already, I'm already getting loopy. What do we got? So that's the nice thing about this show, at least for me. It's the kind of radio I'd want to listen to. Because if it was all, I got a request for Mrs. Miller coming up, which I will be playing some Mrs. Miller. But the show is an all-novelty show. It is really true freeform radio. So it's a combination of like what I consider to be interesting world music, really crazy outsider music, really hip new music, really hip old music. There is, for better or worse, there is no other radio show like this. And probably for very good reason. And that is why I'm on this little station here and not making a gazillion dollars. But I don't really want to make a gazillion dollars on a satellite radio station. There's a good show, though, on satellite radio. It's not on every now and then. Peter Zaremba of the Fleshtones has a show on Little Steven's Underground Garage. And he is like the Count Zaremba. And my wife's like, is this guy doing your show? But he plays strictly all monster stuff. So, you know, even though my show all through the month of October, through the October of next year, has a lot of monster music. But I'm kind of not, don't have a lot of monster music in today's set, which is a Zombathon, 7 hours long. If you forgot the number here, well, so did I. I forgot how we can get to the station today. That's how long ago it's been. It's been almost 2 years. And 412-268-9728. But a lot of people have been sending me requests via the phone, and which is fine too. All right. So another thing about Pittsburgh, that I love Pittsburgh, is it's the real home for a band like the Velvet Underground. You know, Warhol's out of here, and you know, it just seems like it was Velvet Underground was more of a Pittsburgh band than a New York band. Just due to the fact that I just said so. That's right. Just due to the fact that I said so. None of them are from Pittsburgh. They probably never even played in Pittsburgh. They probably even came back to Pittsburgh. I mean, they might have drove through Pittsburgh on the way to New York, but every now and then you can go into the Velvet Underground catalog and find like a gem. They go, wow, that song really holds up really well. And that is this, this is practically an unreleased tune. She's My Best Friend, and it is the Velvet Underground. And it's just, once again, it's a really nice, pretty tune. So there, how you like that? Then we're going to get into Mrs. Miller after this. So don't worry. If there's something you don't like, don't worry. There's something I want to play a little later on you'll probably like even less. And then we're going to get into some PSAs.
My best friend, certainly not the average girl. She's my best friend, understands me when I'm falling down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to be that way. Down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to know that kind of fella is the newspaper. floor, caught his hand in the door. Guess that's the way the news goes. If you want to see me, sorry but I'm not around. If you want to leave me, turn around, I'm by the window where the light is. My best friend, better than a dog or car. She's my best friend, understands me when I'm falling down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to be that way. Down, down, down. Oh, it hurts to know that that kind of fella is a Mulberry Jane. Somebody cut off a feed, not jelly rolls in the street. If you want to see me, sorry but I'm not around. If you want to be me, turn around, I'm by the window where the light is. She's my best friend, certainly not the average. My best friend understands me when I'm
but he doesn't see. he doesn't see. She doesn't see. She doesn't
see. Yes, and as more of my radio audience wakes up, Calvin gives a call. So there, looks like the small, sick gang is all here. And Zumbo is right here in your brain, live in the studio, live in your brain. Till 5 o'clock today, doing 7 hours of this fabulous nonsense. And if I got to tell you who that last person was, you have no business listening to the show. I don't have any business. Nobody has any business listening to the show. That was Mrs. Miller, of course, by request. And that was the girl from Ipanema. I got that from a request from Dr. Dickie Bird. He also wanted to hear something by the DJ Neil Armstrong. Now, an interesting thing, I don't have anything by Neil Armstrong, but here is another little interesting fact for you. Neil Armstrong, okay? First guy on the moon, right? What's his name? What's his initials? Neil A. Neil A. What is Neil A backwards? Alien. Nah. Just goes to show, these people who think the moon landing was faked, maybe onto something. I think that landing on the sun was fake, too. I didn't think anybody landed on the sun. But they landed at night. Yep, world's oldest joke doesn't get older anymore here. So I got a request to play a song called Karate, which I actually had on the automation here. So let's see if it's the right version. I doubt it. Yeah, it is the right version.
You're
in your brain.
Too close for comfort, man. I'm warning you, baby. Move over.
You know I love you, baby. All I want to do is kiss you, honey.
It's okay to dance if you want to. I said dance, not wrestle.
Oh!
Karate!
Ooh, I love your sweet, tender skin. Put your head on my shoulder, will you, baby? Me.
Yeah, it was Ray. What was it? Ray Sanders and Friend. That's why I was having trouble, because I thought it would like be a chick vocalist, but that was just and Friend. I mean, she drives that whole song, but it was Ray Sanders and Friend by request. Karate. Something I miss those sad days where I would. What sad days? I miss those days. It's sad. There we go. I need to put a comma in there. When This 7-hour show would be nothing, because what I did about 10 years ago, I had they looked for people to do automation for the radio station, and then most of the people were like, nah, I don't want to bother, and I gave them like 40 to 80 hours of this kind of crazy music, and it filled in all of the gaps. So like, whenever there wasn't a real show on the radio, you would hear my automation. And that was one of the songs. So there you go. But now automation's all really nice now. They got all real shows, and it's not, and it's so it really makes you appreciate the real live Zombo in your brain, more so than just the music. Okay, so another thing is, once again, someone else died, all right? Mike Nesmith died, all right? I do like this one Mike Nesmith tune, but here's the thing. He was old, and he's sick. He had a nice long life. I always look at it this way. You know, you celebrate the person while they're alive. The only reason why I'm playing the song is I like the song. You know, it's not like some big homage. You know, I mean, he's a dude. Like, and the people that get their pictures taken with the celebrities and stuff, I have a hard time with that, too. You know, you're paying somebody to take your picture. I don't know, man. If you like that, good. That's good. Good on you. I don't like celebrities. I think they stink. I think they're lazy, no good bums. That's right. Lazy, no good bums. Every last stinking one of them. Oh, well. Hey, what else is happening? Nothing. I'm here till 5 o'clock today playing all kinds of stuff and getting some requests. I'm getting calls from, like, all the old listeners. And I do mean old listeners. So here's some of Papa Gene's Blues by the Monkees. And it's interesting now. I mean, boy, Mickey Dolenz didn't miss a heartbeat. Literally, he's on tour again, you know, playing homage to his the other dead Monkees. Man, but that's gotta hand it to Mickey Dolenz, man. The guy has been in show business ever since he was a little kid. So it's nice he's not slowing down. You know, he needs to get rid of that hat. He's always wearing a hat. You know, either like, you know, shave your head, get a toupee, but a hat isn't fooling anybody. That hat you're wearing, not fooling anybody. Hate to break the news to you, Gomer Plow, but, you know, when you're wearing that hat all the time, there's something under that. That's creepy. You ever see what Dwight Yoakam used to do that? I got a Dwight Yoakam tune coming up. You ever see what Dwight Yoakam looks like without that hat? Maybe you should wear it, keep the hat on. Because Dwight Yoakam looked like, wow, that's one hot-looking dude with that. He takes that hat off. It's like, you here to, like, check my furnace filter? That kind of thing. All right, some of Papa G's Blues, and this is the Monkees.
No heartaches felt no longer lonely. Nights of waiting finally won me happiness that's all rolled up in you. And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. So take my hand, I'll start my journey, free from all the helpless worry that besets a man when he's alone. More strength is mine when we're together, and with you I know I'll never have to pass the high road or the low. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me.
Play, magic fingers.
Loser. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. Yes, I love you.
Gotta admit, that's a really fun, nice little tune. Very sweet tune. Some of Papa Gene's Blues. That was by the Monkees. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. And let's see here. The Saturday Light Brigade. How about that? Host Gary Berger brings you acoustic music puzzles, interviews, live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Actually, your weekend starts here on the show, right? Friday? And that's the nice thing about this pandemic, too. Man, the weekend is non-existent now. It's just kind of every day is like this, woo, it's kind of this crazy blur. Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT. I guess they don't give a time. It's just turn it on Saturday morning. They got a long show. Feeling uninspired in the kitchen. Have a crush on You Need to Impress. Sounds like you need 100% natty with DJ Addy. And that is a weekly show featuring meatless recipes, and organic wine, thoughtfully prepared playlist. Tune in every Monday, 10 to 11:30, right here on this station, WRCT Pittsburgh. And you want to hear some irony? Here's irony. Let me read this PSA, okay, from 2001 or 2009. Vaccination is not just for kids. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases all urges all adults to speak with their doctor about vaccinations that they need. You know, when I read this on the air, like, it was just like, okay, yeah, yeah. Most U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or traffic accidents, let alone what's happening now. This is so prolific. An adult can spread diseases to others at greater risk, like infants. Protect yourself and those close to you by getting immunized. Learn more about it by adultvaccination.org. I bet that website's really killing it now, right? So there's, how about that? That's crazy. That's from, you know, 2009. That's literally a century ago. Okay, parents. Look for the following type of child care for your school-aged child. Okay, sure, go ahead. The staff has a supportive relationship with the children. Where's this going? The program is well-organized. Children help plan activities, what they do. Nutritious snacks are served. There are spaces for quiet activities. What is this? This is a better kid care program. There we go. They play both indoors and outdoors. Parents are invited to help play and plan and participate whenever possible. Better Kid Care, Pittsburgh Cooperative Extension Program. I don't know if this is happening now, but it will be soon. They have information. 800-452-9108. And there was a radio show I did where I actually called all these numbers and I went on to all the websites. And because this is from 2010. Let that sink in a minute. And it does. That's the interesting thing about like what this whole like time transition now. 2010 was 12 years ago. Do you realize how long 12 years is? But see, ever since the year 2000, everything just seemed like, that's not that long ago. That's 2000. It's 2000. It's not that long ago. That's 20 years. You know, that's the thing they said, like, you know, it's hilarious, man. It is hilarious how fast time goes. So that's why enjoy everything. Enjoy every sandwich. That's what Warren Zevon said when he was in Pittsburgh. Enjoy every sandwich. And that's what I do. Every now and then I just sit down, I have myself a delicious sandwich, and I enjoy it. Eat slow, you relax. You know, that's how you do it. Want more music? Let's see, we got that. I got all my PSAs, all my promos out of the way. And it is 11:45. I'm live in your brain. One of the only few, that's the interesting thing about the Friday schedule. This Friday schedule is almost open all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. So I can do these marathon shows whenever they give me the go ahead and whenever I get enough oomph to do it. Next week, I will be doing a pre-recorded show. I will be on vacation. I'll need a vacation after doing this, man. So let's see here what else we got. Oh, yeah. Another thing this show is known for is like when I first started doing radio, it was strictly, can you guess? It was a rockabilly show. My show was strictly rockabilly when I started doing radio in the late 80s. I was just obsessed with rockabilly. The late 80s was early 90s in Ohio, and I still love it. There's very little music that I used to like that I don't like now. Let's see here. I used to like Led Zeppelin. There's a little bit of Led Zeppelin I can still tolerate. I still really have a soft spot in my head for like Jethro Tull. I still like Jethro Tull, Van de Graaff Generator. I still love King Crimson, you know, all of that stuff. I still really like that. Some things I can't listen to. It's almost like when you remember as a kid, you would watch certain cartoons. Hey, let me watch those cartoons again. Let me watch Deputy Dog again. I watched Deputy Dog when I was 3 years old. That was a funny show. And you watch it, and it's like, oh, brother. Oh, man, this is sad. This is sad. Or you watch like some old situation comedy that you thought was hilarious. And it just doesn't age well. But enjoy it while you can, man. Okay, let's see what we got here. Long Lonesome Train. I had a hard time finding this tune. It's a Reverend Horton Heat tune. And it's on one of his records. Sounds like first or second record. And somehow I lost a copy of that. Then I lost my copy of a copy of that. And just recently I was able to capture this again. Somehow this song has been eluding my collection. And now I got it back. So it's nice. And it's a rocker. It's a rocker. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo in your brain. Real radio. Right? This is a real radio. It is real radio. And I was thinking of something better. Real radio for people who hate radio. That's it. Real people for people. Real music for now people. Or something like that. In your brain. When in doubt, say in your brain. Killer tune. That is a killer tune. Reverend Horton Heat with a Long Lonesome Train. And, yes, it's a live voice. It's a live human being. It's Zombo right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And just having that here for a Zombathon. And let's see here. So a lot of times I can thank the audience for me getting into certain things. So that's wonderful because this is a two-way street here. Or it's a two-way radio. No, it's not two-way. It's a one-way radio, but it's a two-way street. I like that. A long time ago when I was out DJing, a guy comes up and goes, oh, you need to play double barrel. What's double barrel? You need to play double barrel. And he came out like the next week and goes, do you find double barrel? I go, I don't know what you're talking about, man. It sounds like some southern rock tune. I'm not interested. He comes in, he has it on a CD. He says, here, play this. And I play it, and it is incredible. I think it was even a number one hit or at least a top 10 hit in England in the 70s. Double barrel, Daryl and Dave, David Anson Collins. There we go. Love his tune. Love his tune.
And the magnificent. I'm back with the shaker of soul, bones, most thundering, storming, sound of soul. I am WOOO, and I'm still here. Hey. fisherman's life.
I told you that was a monstrously fabulous tune, and that was Daryl and Ansel Collins, and from Britain. A nice, nice, and that actually predated the whole ska revival of the 80s. That was like from like 76, and that was Double Barrel. And let's see what else is going on. Oh, so another thing, I know there's certain things I play for certain people and certain things. And I know every time I play a Johnny Dowd tune, the folks at WBCQ go, thank you, because a Johnny Dowd tune or a Frank Zappa tune or a Captain Beefheart tune. I'll play one of those three. And by the way, you can hear rebroadcasts of the show on the WBCQ, which is shortwave radio. So it's kind of neat because that goes all around the world, you know, even though, you know, I don't know. Nobody from Uruguay got back with me yet. But we'll see. So here is Johnny Dowd doing House of the Rising Sun, which you might say, oh, that was an Animals tune. That's actually an older tune. It's an old folk tune. And I might find, while that's playing, I might find the Andy Griffith version of that. The Andy Griffith version of that is a real screamer. So we're going to dig the Johnny Dowd version of House of the Rising Sun. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sold my new blue jeans. My father was a gambler down in New Orleans. The only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a boy. God, I know I'm one. So mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in misery in the house of the Rising Sun. There is a house in New Orleans, they call it the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a boy, God, I know I'm one. Oh,
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boy and me, oh Lord, for one. If I had listened to what my mama said, I wouldn't be in this fix today. But being so young and foolish, oh God, I let a rambler lead me astray. Tell my youngest brother not to do as I have done, but to shun that house in New Orleans they call the rising sun. Well, the longest train that I ever saw was on that seaboard line. The engine come down at 6 o'clock and the cab come down at 9. Lord, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Yes, I'm going back there to spend my life beneath the rising sun.
All right, there you go with that. I just got off the horn with Nelson there. Got some good requests coming up from that guy. So, and also I heard from Paul in the beer truck. So it's official. Every one of my listeners is alive and safe. I can go home now. This was just to check in on all you guys. Everybody is safe. Everybody is alive. And who is not alive did not call me. So that worked out well. So Paul in the beer truck wanted, he actually bought tickets to see King Crimson. And then, well, you're not going to see Ian McDonald with King Crimson. That's for doggone sure. But one of my favorite King Crimson tunes off my favorite King Crimson record, In the Wake of Poseidon, the second album of theirs. Beautiful tune. Cadence and Cascade. I love this tune. Where's the song at? Where's the song at? What's going on here? Am I got something wrong here? Oh, man. I have no idea what's going on. It's playing one channel.
And Cascade.
Oh man, what a jip. Hang on. What's with this? Jane! Stop this crazy Jade. Thing! Oh man.
In the shade.
Where's the gizmo on this?
While
oh man. Well, the one channel of it is about all you're gonna get. It builds here. There, here's more song.
Whispered, spend us two. We only serve for you. Sigh. caravan hotel where the sequin spell fell, custom of the game. Cadence oiled in love licked his velvet gloved hand, Cascade kissed his name.